بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The greatest gift that Allah Ta'ala can give anyone in this world is a pious wife. Is that pious? We do not value pious wives. قُلْ إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. A pious wife would prepare you for the akhirah. Prepare you for akhirah. If that wife does not prepare you for akhirah, then there's not a pious wife. But today, unfortunately, sad to say, when we choose partners, it was not like before. The parents should choose the partners. And we say, Bismillah. And that manages to last 50 years and over. But now they choose themselves to that extent that the marriage is not last at all. Because from the beginning they did not take the du'as of the parents. Parents just have to keep quiet and accept whatever comes from them. They're just forced to take it. They can't say nothing at all because they have made the decision. Those days were not like that. That's why there's so much of barakat, so much of izzat, respect. Now everything is gone now. So a pious wife is someone who will resist you for the dunya too. Khuda na kare, Allah forbid, if the husband is going through some difficulties, she will at least assist him. She will be with him on his side. Not like today when a person is going through some difficulties, the wife leaves him. It's happening, I'm not going to go into details. Because you're not a pious wife. But so unfortunately, we do not know how to look after pious women. You don't know how to look after. They look after your belonging, they look after everything of yours. We know Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when that person went to complain to him about his wife, when he went there, he saw that something else happening about him. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his wife, something else happening. He said, I came to complain here about my wife for something else worse than that happened. So when he's going away, Hazrat Umar called him and said, what happened? See, I came here to complain to you about I'm going to some difficulty at home with the wife. But when I came to see you, you are going to worse than me. I want you to listen to this thing, not for the way of listening. Become men, true husbands. Sad to say today that we haven't got, a successful doctor, a successful alim, a successful, in every profession is successful, but he's a very unsuccessful husband. I'm sorry to say that. Everyone, we can hide our identity in front of people, you know, that how, what a kind of husband you are. And you know that wife who is a pious wife, she'll never expose the husband's background. She'll never. No matter what you do to her, but she'll never expose. Yes, she will talk to someone who will help her. Like you're going to a mufti. That's not called ghibat. But she'll not go and backbite her husband to everyone because she's a pious woman. She'll overlook all the things, but she's a pious woman. But she can also cannot take it too. Islam teaches that you can take your case to who can help you. Not that you could take your case to people who only can listen to you. If they're listening to you, then that's people, that's backbite. Go to someone who can help you. So these kind of women who have been so good to the husband, they go to so much of, you know, they're in the four walls. They're in the four walls. You are outside there, showing your teeth to everyone and showing your eyes to everyone. Showing all the wrong things to everyone. And the effect is coming back home. Because all the wrongs that you are doing is coming home and your reflection is there. So instead of she looking at you with a good eye, because of your bad habits, she looks at you with a bad eye. So you are the mirror of whatever is happening. Why don't you think like that? But immediately you jump into conclusion that my wife is like this and my wife is like that. When you decide to think I am like that, it's because of what I am doing. So many people in this world, you notice that they're doing everything but doing all the wrong things too. But they don't talk about the wrong things. They do all the right things, they do all the don't do wrong things. When he comes home, he reflects. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the mu'min, a mirror, another mu'min, what's the meaning of that? That when a person, you see a person who's got some qualities in wrong, it's not his quality, it's your quality. We reflect it to him. So likewise, you, instead of you being good to them, you become so bad to them. And you show disrespect to them. You do not even show any kind of, you know, pity. No pity at all. My wife, the whole day she's working at home. She's not looking at the four walls. She comes home, she expects quality time. Where's the quality time then? She comes home, she must take the food out. She takes the food out and khalas, not more than that. And then he's doing his work and then there's no quality time to sit and talk. What happened? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every day when Aisha radiallahu anha says, when he comes to the house, we wait for him to come. We wait for him to come. Why? We can sit and talk. If only this one hadith of Rasul come in front of us, that person looked at his wife with muhabbat. If only he leaves from work and he goes, throw all his stuff or whatever happened in a business, you throw it down there and go home with an open mind. And see, you go with this integrity, I'm going to look at my wife with muhabbat. She look at Allah Ta'ala with muhabbat. Allah Ta'ala with rahmat. Mahazir Shaykh, Allah Ta'ala says, the Nabi Karim says, if you do that, khub rahmat luto garo mein. So if you want the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, then you must do this. How many of us are doing that? But that poor girl or poor woman, whoever she is, whatever difficulty she's in, giving up, you know, console her, give her some time. No, I'm very tired. I can't do this, I can't do that. But the next moment, a friend comes, the tide is gone too. Friend comes, the tide is gone too. Or someone else comes, the tide is gone. But for the wife, nothing. You mean Allah Ta'ala won't question you. Remember, I heard one mention of a big Muslim says, on a day of Qiyamah, Allah will question you regarding your wife, how you treated them. You can do whatever you want here. You know, so many husbands can tell their wives, where are you going to go to? Which house are you going to go to? You can't go anywhere. They throw this kind of thing on their faces. And even on this month, they tell us, every small thing, are you a divorce? Are you a divorce? That's a word that coming out of the mouth. You mean you're going to, the woman is staying, living in fear. What's going to happen to me? Are you putting fear in them? And the same person at night, you're going to sleep with them. One shall put fear and what that. Where is that love? Where is that muhabbat? Every small thing I'm going to put a due divorce, a due divorce. Then what do you expect that you think? What kind of namaz are you reading? You read namaz one side properly, you come home, you're hurting the wife. Whole night she can't sleep. Didn't we hear that incident last week? The wife, what she didn't do, the child passed away, but she made sure she gave the husband food, everything. What difficulty she must be going through. She kept quiet, she was so happy like. She even fulfilled his desires too. But the whole night, as the Tanya Raman says, what she must be going through. The child passed away, the whole night, the husband is snoring. And then she is waiting now in the morning, I'll tell him, inform him about this. What she must have gone through. So what the mother goes, what the wife goes through, but why don't we respect our wives? You want your wife to go and work? Those people, wives are going to work, yet they are talking. They are talking because they bring the money. Yet the wife, they feel like they are your slaves. They make them feel like they are slaves. Yet they are washing, Hazrat Umar told him, what you're talking? They wash your clothing. They give you food. They do everything for you. They look after your children. And they look after their chest also. The greatest thing, they look after their chest. Do you know something, your wife, no matter how much you tell her the worst thing, but she'll never look at the next one man, woman, man too. She'll never look at the next man. And you, and I, when we walk in the street, we look at others, and enjoy our eyes, we see the wrong things. And yet this poor woman, she waits for the husband, my husband can come in of the day, let me give him something nice to eat. But leave alone that, husband come eat food, and she's eating tears. Allah Ta'ala is looking. Remember, you must have the fear of Allah. Allah will question you. That is all one kind of zulum also. Zulum is the worst thing. Allah does not like a person zulum. Zulum, Allah does not like. One place, there was full of animals or pigs there. In a jungle. So they put the thing on fire to get rid of the pigs. The pigs went up the mountain. They went up the mountain. They cried to Allah. We may not understand them. They cried to Allah Ta'ala because that was zulum that. And Allah Ta'ala sent rain down and the Wi-Fi was extinguished with that place. So remember, the person who is most closer to Allah Ta'ala is the person who has been oppressed. And sad to say, in these days, the one of the things that people who are oppressed are the wives. Are the wives. When a time you want to get married, you come very nicely to the person, say, I want to get married to your daughter. And you give all kinds of promises, but at the time the marriage thing, your promise is gone too. Where are all your promises? Remember, you got children also. You got daughters also. They are going to get married to someone else. If you don't look after your wife, you think someone else look after your daughter. Allah must not come, the day must come that you must go through any difficulties. So whatever our children are going through, whatever we show in disrespect to our wives, show them respect. They got no one else besides the husband. And the husband says, you got nowhere else to go. Your father won't accept you. Your mother won't accept you. They throw these kind of words on them to make them feel more hurt. They must make tawbah istighfar. And they must be good to them. And see how Allah can give barakat and rahmat to. So just by the way, I thought of telling you because I get so many cases coming now. It's very sad. It's very sad. Sad from good couples. They're not supposed to do those things and doing that. So I thought, let me share it with you all. That whatever mistakes we are making too, let us put our mistakes right. Because the wife can bring barakat in the house. Many a time, you have no business. Why? The business in the house not right, what will outside? Put your business right at home because she makes dua for you. Your dua means nothing, but her dua is more important. But when you hurt and go leave the house in a condition that you're not talking to her and he's not talking to you, and then you do without salam, what do you expect then? Allah has sabbih father from my. Today's majlis was, there was a letter by a very big Hazrat Thani Rahman Khalifa. He wrote to Hazrat Thani Rahman. I want you to listen to it very carefully because it's a very big lesson for all of us. He wrote to the letter, he said, Hazrat, I'm in full of debts. My children are very sick. And he said, I'm going through so much of difficulties and all kind of hardships. And that letter was 2 pages full of difficulties and hardships. Nothing else full of difficulties. The moment he wrote that letter, and the 2-page letter, at the time he replied, I'm surprised that your letter is full of difficulties and hardships, all kind of hardships you're undergoing. I cannot remember, you did not write even one good ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. You did not write one good ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala gave you, not like that. I want you to follow this thing. It's very important. He said, I'm really surprised. You wrote your letter was full of, you know what, all kind of complaints. But not one thing you wrote that Allah's name, it looks like you have not one ni'mat of Allah on you. On that, he says, if he wrote this letter to some peer, the peer will give him a big wazifa to read. The Prophet can't complete the wazifa too. And then what was things you tend to do? You know, do this, do that, and all. He did not say any of those things. He did not say. He says, it looks like you got no ni'mat of Allah on you. Look at your eyes. He says, straight away, look at your eyes. Everyone look at our eyes. Look at our eyes. And say this much. He says, Allah Ta'ala gave you the sight. That sight, which you were supposed to use in the right sight. Did you use it in the right sight? Your sight is supposed to be taken away. It's supposed to be taken away. The sight of yours is supposed to be taken away. All the filth that you look in the whole night, all in the street you look at all the haram, everything you look at haram, the name of Allah, the sight you misused, Allah was supposed to take the sight away. He did not take the sight. He did not take the sight away. He still gave it the sight, intact sight. Did you make shukr for that? Oh Allah, I did not use the sight in the correct way, yet did not take it away. Did you make shukr for that? He said, the hearing of yours, your ears, what a great ni'mat it is that you can read the Quran, you can hear what the things you can do with that in the ears, but yet you are listening to all the haram. You are hearing all the harams, and yet Allah Ta'ala did not take your ear, your hearing. If you had taken your hearing, what would have been? Each and everyone should ponder like this. Each and everyone should ponder like this. If Allah Ta'ala was hearing you. Then he went on to say, there's so many bounties Allah has given you. that we look at it very carefully, that you were supposed to be punished for the bounties that Allah gave you. Supposed to be punished and taken away from you. He hasn't taken one thing away. What were you supposed to do? The same you could have prescribed by another Buzro, he will give you something else to do. He says that. But yeah, he's not telling us 100 times this, 1,000 times this, that then. No, teaching him a very big lesson and teaching us a lesson. For me, it was a very big lesson. I don't know about you, but when I'm listening, reading, I'm listening, it's a very big lesson. Then what is the lesson behind it? But he says, we were supposed to deserve our sight to be taken away. Yet I told him, did you get any kind of paralysis in your eyes, body? No. Any kind of stroke? No. You're going through nothing else at all. Yet you're not speaking about your name that Allah gave you. And you're going through some little bit difficulty, you're talking about it so much. And this what you're using is in the incorrect way, and Allah is not taking away. How much you must be shukr to Allah? How much you must be shukr to Allah subhanahu? Because the first that we look in our eyes is. So then he went on to say that whenever you make dua, make shukr with this, the dua will be accepted. That, oh Allah, this ni'mat that you gave me, I'm using in a correct way, let me use a correct way. And the sadqa of this, the sadqa of this ni'mat, oh Allah, whatever difficulties I'm going, remove my difficulties. What a lesson for us. That whatever I did, Ya Allah, the ni'mat of his eyes, the ni'mat of the hands, the ni'mat of my ears, to the sadqa of this, oh Allah, that you gave me, I'm making shukr that you gave me, through the sadqa of that, accept this dua. Remove all these difficulties from me. So when a person has that kind of thing in his mind, then inshallah, the barakah that Allah will accept it. So people were today looking for wazifas. You know, what you must read, what not to read. You know, I'm going through difficulties in business. I don't know what to do. I'm what on read. Wait. Whatever Allah Ta'ala gave you, that ni'mat used in a correct way. If you want Allah Ta'ala to accept your du'as, remember this ni'mat of the eyes, use it in a correct way. Allah forbid you to go to the wrong place, may tawbah is the first straight away. Oh Allah forgive me. But do not continue with your eyes to see the wrong things. Now the acts are so strong in the people's hearts, that the drug is no more so strong as that much. A person may not take drug anymore, but his acts are on. And with people who are supposed to be so pious, you can hide from people. You can't hide from Allah Ta'ala. You can sit down here and sit down like mashallah, but remember Allah Ta'ala looking everything. He decides what you get will not get. On this day, on this world, you can hide. On the day of Qiyamah, there's no place to hide. Before you get disgraced there, because they will disgrace this place, the whole world is there. Kuffar is there, the Farishtas are there, everyone, Nabis are there. Who wants to get disgraced from the Nabis? Allah Ta'ala Mari Fatiha. So if you have this in your mind, that this eyes of mine, Allah gave me this ni'mat, I must use it in the correct way. The ears are the same thing too. Because backbiting is something which is right today. Everyone is backbiting. The people who so-called very pious, they are backbiting too. Somehow they're not trying to control it. The hand also the same thing. To use the hand in incorrect places, the wrong places. Inna lillahi. You'll be surprised how the people use their hand in the wrong places. You'll be shocked with what they're using this hand with and what they want to do. That the Qawm Lut, what they should do. That's happening openly today. Everything, homosexuality, everything is taking place. So what is happening? This ni'mat of Allah of misusing it in an incorrect way is zulm. So if you want Allah Ta'ala to accept our du'as, that this ni'mat which Allah gives us, use it in a correct way. And use that ni'mat, Ya Allah, to the barakat and the sadqa of this ni'mat, Allah Ta'ala accept my du'a. As the Tanya is showing us that if you use that prince, inshallah, Allah will accept it. So today's majlis was on this, one of the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, what Allah gave you, make shukr. Every day you wake up, make shukr. And inshallah, you see our du'a will be accepted, and we will be kept away from sins too. And always remember to make istighfar all the time. Istighfar is very important because we are so much drowned in sins. Until unless you don't make istighfar, Allah waits for you. Just imagine, Allah Ta'ala is so kind. He actually waits for us, which way is my bandha will make dua in front of me and ask for forgiveness. that I can forgive him. So the doors of forgiveness are open. Let me toba istighfar all the time and become a better person and a better husband. A better husband. That is most important. You can be good with everyone, but that wife who gave her life, you must know, I'm surprised to tell you something. It's very shocking. One lady rings me up and speaks to me. I don't know if I told you about it. She says, Molana, I do not want my husband to be my partner in Jannah. I told Allah gave you so many everything he gave you. He left everything for you. But she said, I don't want him to part. Why did she have to part that kind of comment? Statement. So let us not make our wives suffer. Because they are not yet in the world to be suffering. If you got a daughter and she suffers, what will happen to you? You're not prepared to see a mother suffering. Likewise, that daughter is someone's daughter. She wants to also be happy. She did not get married to get into a fire. She got married to become more happier. So we must learn to keep them happy, that Allah Ta'ala gets happy. Allah Ta'ala amalkani tawfiq masif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatika. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri kulliha wa ajilna min khizyi dunya wa adhabil qabri wa adhabil akhirah. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. أني مسني الضيق وأنت خير الراحمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على محمد ورحمة الله.